Matthew chapter 14. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead, and because of this these works of power are operating through him." For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of Philip his brother. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he desired to kill him, he feared the crowd because they held him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced in their midst and pleased Herod. Hence he promised, with an oath, to give her whatever she asked. And she, being instigated by her mother, said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." And the king was grieved, yet because of the oaths and those reclining at table with him, he commanded it to be given. And he sent men and beheaded John in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the corpse and buried it, and they came and reported the matter to Jesus. And when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place privately. And when the crowds heard of it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And going forth, he saw a great crowd, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Now when evening fell, the disciples came to him, saying, "This place is deserted, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We do not have anything here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And after commanding the crowds to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 handbaskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, apart from women and children. And immediately he compelled the disciples to step into the boat and to go before him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. And after he sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountain privately to pray. And when night fell, he was there alone. Now the boat was already in the midst of the sea, being battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were startled, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus talked to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter, coming down from the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the strong wind, he became frightened. And as he began to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got up into the boat, the wind ceased. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And they crossed over and came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word into all that surrounding region, and brought to him all who were ill. And they begged him, that they might only touch the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched were completely healed.